Welcome to Dr. Love Connection. And our first guest is Reverend Athena Starr. She is renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She's assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world teachers, in life transformational sessions and conferences. So I'm so happy to have her. She's also been on frequent TV and radio shows. And you can listen live to Athena Starr Radio Show on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time at the bbradio.com/radioshow. She's a frequent guest on many TV workshops and sessions media. So Athena, tell us a little bit what's going on with you and the planets.
Hi, nice to be with you. And I'm not on my BBS radio show is not on right now, but it will be in the next month or two. So that's cool. Just wanted to correct that. Hi, everyone. Glad to be with you. I used to host my own show on BBS radio, so it's great to be back. I've been doing this work for over 25 years. I am a visionary and work with people on many different levels and dimensions, and we're going to help Dr. Love with relationship issues, help people to resolve and create, recreate and realign relationships, and also attract new ones if that may be the case in different situations. Help them in different ways. And my book, Celebrities and Spirit, hosts a whole chapter on relationship issues.
Tell us about this book. It sounds very interesting, Celebrities and Spirit. And I've read a lot of good reviews.
Yes, there's 14 chapters and there's 14 different celebrities such as Princess Diana, Elvis, JFK, Martin Luther King, Jackie Onassis, and each one has a different focus in life. Their messages from those realms where they are. Each of them has special missions on this earth. Each of them had a short-lived life, and they were the ones that wanted to be in the first book. And Princess Diana and Elvis especially focus on helping people with relationship issues and understanding life in a different way as it comes through from them from the higher dimensions. They're all master souls. So Celebrities and Spirit, they can order the book on Amazon. But what I prefer is if they contact me directly, then I can autograph for them, put a little note in there for them, and I mail it to them directly. And that's more personal. So we can give them my contact information as we go along. Of course, it's just athenastarr.com is the website. But we have a lot to cover tonight, but I wanted to flash on that because relationships over time, we're talking about really it's a relationship with yourself, your higher self, that helps you then weave and clear and resolve issues with relationships with others, whether they be your family, friends, business connections. And so it all relates to understanding yourself, seeing what it is in yourself that can be shifted and realigned. And then also having the empathy and understanding with others. When you understand others, guess what? You neutralize the energy between you and things get to move to higher levels and therefore greater harmony. So that said, we just had the full moon last night it's actually tonight, it's still full, in Taurus, the sign of Taurus. And Taurus is a very grounding energy. It's an exalting moon, actually. It opens up the heart. And so it's also the sun sign of Scorpio. So when you have the Scorpio and Taurus combination, it's a very powerful time to relook at things, clear things, purify, realign, and then create the new, what your intentions are for the new, and things that are not working in your life. Great. It's a powerful time right now to put out your intentions for what you want to create, because Scorpio, the sign of Scorpio, which I am a Scorpio, by the way, all have to do with really, really understanding and transforming relationships, really. So we're in that sign. So we got the Scorpio energy and Taurus together, and that combination's very, very powerful. So it's great that we're doing the show tonight, is what I wanted to say. Go ahead, Dr. Love.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask you, like, not last night I couldn't see the moon, but the night before, the moon was huge. And sometimes it just seems like it has a different effect on your personality. And I don't know. It seems like when the moon is so full, it just seems like it affects you differently. Is that true?
Oh, yes. The moon represents a subconscious mind, and it affects emotions. That's why people on full moon, some of them go crazy, right? Crazy people. And also, it brings up deep, deep-seated emotions. So this Taurus moon is very exalting. Exalting meaning it opens up, and it also connects with the heart. It's Taurus is grounding. It's earth sign. Let's say that Taurus, the bull, but really they're high achievers, but they don't give up. They always have a common, strong sense of grounding about them, doing things and stepping forward, with grounding and understanding. So that's what this moon is doing. It's doing both of those things. And then, of course, the Scorpio sun, we're in Scorpio sun time. So that represents transformation and relationships. So it brings up old issues, past issues, but they're being resolved and dissolved as we speak. And if you know how to meditate and clear and open up to those different levels, then you can, and then you project the intentions of what you want in your relationships or in your future, now is a good time to be doing that.
Okay, well, it's weird, but I always seem to want to be with my boyfriend at the full moon. So it seems like when there's a full moon, I always go up and see him.
Yeah,
that makes sense,
right? Powerful.
Go ahead.
Emotional, yes. Powerful emotions, and people are energized. And it's also said that if you were actually born on the full moon, then you're more energized on the full moon. If you're born on the new moon, then that's what the time when you're more energized. I myself was born on the full moon. I do know that. So always at full moon time, I feel energized and more open to receiving also from the other realms and dimensions. And so people's hearts open up, they emotions open up, and that's why relationships are, you know, very key issues right now. Go ahead.
So maybe plan your dates or whatever on the full moon, and it will help you out a little bit. So,
well,
I wanted to also get the,
yes.
Possibly.
Possibly, depends. Some of the full moons are intense. Each one is different. This is like the harvest moon right now, so it's a little more calmer. Some of them can be very intense. You don't want to be on a date on those that when they're intense.
Okay.
Or the other planets are doing certain things. This one is a loving heart energy one, but there's been some in the past few months that were very intense, and you more want to be alone and let the moon go by before you go on that date.
Okay, well, that'd be good to learn from you which ones are good and which ones are not so good. And also to call in to talk, if you want to call in, it is 888-627-6008. So again, the number is 888-627-6008. So if you want to call in. So also,
yes, any questions they have on relationships, Dr. Love, any questions at all, their current relationships, they're working on creating one, if they haven't been in a relationship in a while and they want, and you know, we're always gentle and it can be anonymous. All we need is the first name and the state you're calling from. That helps us to tune in better. And I can assist them in helping to create that new relationship they've been wanting as well.
Well, I just found out I gave out the wrong number for the talk. That's the one I've been advertising. So we may not have a lot of people calling in, but maybe I can give it if Doug will type that in. I'll be giving the right number to call in on. So here it is. It's toll free, 888-429-54. His little thing went away. 54 something. Maybe I can get him back. So 5471. Okay, so I'll repeat that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me repeat it again. His messages come up and then they go away kind of soon, but he'll send it to me one more time and I'll repeat it. I think you will. But anyway, here it is again, 888-429-5471. So if somebody wants to call in, that's the number. I had to go quick.
Great.
It gives me a little message and it's gone.
Sure.
So did you tell me what you do when you interview someone and they're needing help? How does that work exactly? Like, well, if someone, like we were just talking, and how do you work with somebody? You identify what they're trying to achieve, their problem, or like their relationship. I say, how do I have a good relationship? And you were saying that I have to want it. I have to want a good relationship and work for it, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you were saying I need to tune in to that. And
well, this is a good
kind
time.
Of go over that.
Right now is a good, powerful time to do that. There's certain times astrologically, and right now is one of those. So that's what I was implying. When I'm doing sessions with people, whether it's on relationships, their careers, legal issues, energy they want to clear, barriers they have, blocks, or what they want to tune into in their life, I first do an invocation with the angels and the masters and bring in the higher light, mighty I am presence of their being and their angels and teachers. And we link into a deeper space. And then I call in the masters of what's called the Akashic Records. If we want to go into the soul, I call it the soul files of a person, to help them understand at a deeper level what they're experiencing now, whatever they're experiencing in their life, so that how it relates to a past energy, and then to go in and clear that cellularly so that they then can move through it. So that's part of the work. And so we're working interdimensionally and we're clearing the cobwebs, so to speak, within. Now that Halloween's coming up, we're clearing the cobwebs within.
Interesting. So, because you're saying we all have like a file cabinet of all these files of things that have happened, whether we've had abuse or arguments or bad relationships or hurt with somebody in our family, then these are like files in our life. And good things too give us strength, but then the bad things affect us in different ways. Like maybe if we have something, it hurts us in a certain way because we can't trust, or we don't have, it takes away it puts fear in us. There's different things. So you kind of clear that all out then.
Right.
And so how does that work exactly?
In one's life is they keep recreating the same patterns. Like let's take, for instance, a female that keeps creating the pattern of attracting men that are that are womanizers, that can't be faithful, that are non-committal, and they keep doing that over and over, even though they may meet someone new, they're fun, they're exciting, blah, blah, blah. Then like a few months or a year down the road, they get involved with them and they find out, or they're realizing, oh no, I thought they were going to change. I thought that was just a blah, blah, blah. So they keep recreating that pattern and they don't know why. Often it's cellular memory pattern that has been established over time, not just this lifetime and beyond. So we can go into the childhood energy. We can go into any level or aspect of the person's being. When I say go into it, we check. I'm working with masters and healers on other dimensions. So we're working with them in what's called the Ascension Temples and the Akashic Records. And so it's a multiple dimension type of thing. Without going into details and making it complex, basically we're going in and we're seeing what was the first point of that pattern that was created? What is the deepest point, the first point where that was created? And then spirit will show me that. The angels will bring that forward. They'll show us, we'll bring it forward. And often when it comes through of what's being, I hear and I see interdimensionally. So what's being said, the person relates to it. They'll say, oh, that's funny, because I'm always blah, blah, blah. Or this has been, you know. So once that comes up, that first point, then we go in and we do a treatment, an energetic activation, attunement, and we clear it and help to, and then we, what I do is affirm that it's being cleared in other lifetimes that were the same pattern. But again, as they say, Rome was not built in a day. So no, it doesn't all happen in one instant. It can, but it doesn't happen all in one instant. And if it did all in one instant, then they wouldn't come for other sessions, would they? No, just kidding. That's a joke. But what it is it's a progression. But what we can do is now at the levels that we're like the pioneers, the healers and teachers now that have been working in this work, like I have over 25 years, we can assist others to clear things much more quickly and easily and gently and help them open up to their true gifts and their true life, not just in the relationships, but the relationship part of it is very important. It's very key because that's our interaction. Relationships are reflections of ourselves. And that's really what they are. They're reflections of our own self, and they help us emerge and grow and develop into a higher aligned being, if you will. So that's why they're important.
So basically, so you help people see what their files are or what is inside. Sometimes people may not realize that they have certain Correct. Bad files you want to get rid of. Yep. And so you kind of get them opened up and say, well, maybe you're doing this because this is something you've been repeating. Yep. And you help
right.
them.
Right. And when I'm in a private setting, when we're in a private setting, I guide them into a deeper space. It's kind of like it symbolizes hypnotism, but it's not. I don't hypnotize people per se. I guide them into a deeper state. And often people that are opening up, they can feel it or they begin to see it as they evolve more. They go, oh yeah, I see that pattern. I see myself and that, what that was. It's energetic. It's like all movies. Everything we've experienced in our life at times is like the movie. So we're going in and just clearing the patterns that were deep seated that, trigger these patterns being created in our life now. Trigger. That's a very important word. So we're going in, identifying the triggers and dissolve. Yeah. So there you go.
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, wonderful.
I am Aquarius, January 26th. I'm very friendly.
Yeah.
And, I think one of my worst assets is I'm too nice. So I maybe need to draw boundaries of what I'll tolerate from a relationship or maybe from other people. Cause I'm always, I'm too nice sometimes. And that may not always be good. So, but I'm working on myself.
Yes. Well, Aquarians that's a water sign. And that's, I'm Scorpio. So Aquarians and Scorpios always get along well. They understand
that's
each other
because
they're water signs and they, you know, there's an understanding there. And, Aquarians are, they see beyond. They're great planners. They don't get stuck in stuff as much. They're not as fixed signs. So they're fluid so that they see beyond. And that's a wonderful, sign to have.
I'm very fluid. I'm very fluid because I do a lot of things. I don't get stuck in one thing, even though I'm yep. very loyal. So that is true. I'm very fluid as far as my work goes and things.
But grounding.
Which is interesting.
You need other people to ground you though, to help ground you and help with focus. But you have, yeah, a lot going on. You're multi.
And then my boyfriend is November 30th and I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's a Sagittarian.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that works.
That's okay. Sages are, friendly. They like people. They like to be the center of attention. They like things to go in harmony. If there's disharmony, they shy away from it. They're out the door. They like everything to just be status quo and don't rock the boat and, like that kind of thing. But I think I'm not an astrologer, but what I do know the basics of it. But basically, those two signs are compatible. They can be very compatible, but it has to, you know, with old patterns inside of what, I don't want to go into your private relationship on this show, but, I may have some messages from your angels for you if you want me to tune in for you and, you know, whatever level that might be for you, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. I'll take any advice. That would be interesting.
Okay. Well, just, let's see. Just take some deep breaths and let's just tune in here.
Okay.
With you. So we're calling in your master teachers and angels and guides. With Dr. Love here, her name is Joe, and to just tune in with, for her highest good and her highest good in that relationship, if there's any messages or insights that we could bring forth for her to assist her today, that would be wonderful. In the meantime, anyone calling in with any questions, feel free to do so. We'd love to have, I love call-ins, they're wonderful, but this is your first show, so I'm sure there'll be many people.
Well, I have a lot of people that were calling in, but I did get them the wrong number. So that's part of my problem. So, but the next time we will have the right number, but hopefully, it's station two. So I guess I had the one for station one, call-in number for station one.
Well, if they're on the website though, couldn't they go to station two?
They probably could if they're on the website. A lot of them, I gave the numbers, but we'll see. Like I said, it's so interesting.
Okay. You also, if you wanted to email them while we're talking there or something. Okay. Or Skype them or something. Okay.
Well, I want to have a quick advertisement while you're doing this. I wanted to talk about Horn and Slayton. They're a law firm located in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tom Horn was a previous attorney general. He's a great friend of mine, great attorney. I've seen him do wonderful things. He's argued before the Supreme Court. Their telephone number there in Scottsdale is 480-359-1115. And they are located there in Scottsdale, 6720 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 285. So if you need help, Tom is a great litigation attorney, and his partner, Sandra Slayton, does family law, among other things. So keep that in mind if you need some great attorneys in Arizona. So, and also one other advertisement for curbside. They do waste management pickup, and they're just on the internet under curbside. And you will find them, and they will give you a great deal on any of your waste management and recycling. So, okay. So have you got any advice for me now from on my relationship?
Okay.
And we have Joel from Arizona on line one.
Oh, okay.
So let's see if he calls in.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Joel. Do you have a question of Athena, since she's here with us today?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about relationships? Or?
I seem to be, from a standpoint of relationship, a person that's very, very giving, and therefore I get taken advantage of a lot. And for that, it seems like I've sort of guarded myself and more or less given myself to no one. From a standpoint of healing, or from a standpoint of, again, sort of, cleansing my soul, so to speak, what do you see, or what would you say?
Okay, so you're not currently in a relationship, I take it.
No, I've been sort of celibate, and trying to stay that way for a while, because, again, every relationship, no matter how good I am to them, they get self-destructive and come after me to destroy me. It's weird.
Okay. That's okay. No. What first thing, what I want to say is what I'm getting for you. I'm not laughing. I'm chuckling with you. That you have identified that. First of all, I give you credit and acknowledgement of that because many people, they blame the world or whatever. And in this case, what you've done is taken out time to do self-analysis and your spirit is saying, this is very good, very good. This is what you were meant to do at this time. There is time out, so to speak, often, and people on the spiritual path, especially, and anyone in their involvement, if they take time out sometimes, it's good to do that and do self-analysis in life. Meaning if you're not in a relationship for a while or take time out from being too busy or whatever and do that deeper inner contemplative work. It's very, very important because that's progress. That's evolvement. And that has been needed. I'm getting in 2016, by the way, you're going to start opening up. I'm seeing like a butterfly opening up and taking off around February, March, that time. By then, it can be before then, but I'm getting by then, meaning that's when you'll be opening up to more understanding and all of that. I'm going to just tune in. What is your, if you don't mind giving me what your birthday is? I don't need the year, but just the month and day.
January 29th.
Oh. Well, okay. Yes, you're the same date as my brother. I have a brother, Michael, and he's very good-hearted, and he's had the same ironic issues. Okay, but it has nothing to do with just the birthday. It has to do with what's gone on for you in the past. There's a trusting nature, but I'm getting there's some time in the past, and we all have this. In childhood, you made a belief system or within yourself that you can't always. There was a belief system. You can't trust people. That in the end, they're always, I'm feeling it's either your mother or maybe the father more, but or a combination. It's not coming through which one it was, people around you. There was a belief, you made a belief system at a young age. I'm saying 4 to 5,
yeah,
about 4
right.
to 5.
Yeah.
What?
You are right on the money. You're very much on the money.
Well, thank you. Do I get I get a gold star. I'll take the gold star. Okay. So that's what they're showing me. See, I'm tuning into your records right now because you've given permission for me to do that. And they're saying that was a key point, but it goes beyond this lifetime. There's some other things we could go into in some other lifetimes if that comes up right now in a private session. But basically, at that point, you made a decision in your being, very strong one, and you're very strong-minded too. You probably have some Taurus in there somewhere, some Taurus energy in your astrology. If you ever had your chart done, because you're very strong-willed stuff. You stick, and then that's a good quality to have because it gets you where where you want to go in life. It's a high achiever and all that. But people, when you have relationships, they see the goodness in you. They see the heart in you. That this is wonderful, but they don't understand the depth of, see, some people are, well, you attract more shallow people because they're teaching you to have more trust. See, those are your teachers and they've been great teachers, but you don't need to keep repeating this pattern is what they're saying. These have been teachers for you to bring up your mistrust and the belief system that you made that decision on a long time ago. And especially with women, they're repeating the pattern with you so that you can get it. And now you're beginning to get it. You've taken this time out. So when you are ready again in the next few months and you open up and you'll be projecting for, someone to come into your life, it will be a good and strong compatibility is what I'm getting heart to heart. It'll be very strong. Because both of you will have an understanding of the depths that you've been seeking. There's some shield around your heart and you have that shield. So when people try to penetrate that shield, they can't do it. So you've been attracting people that are not, that are more, I want to use the word shallow, because they don't have a deep understanding. And a lot of times they don't want to.
Shallow is being kind.
Huh?
I said shallow is actually being quite kind to them.
Okay. Shallow, selfish. Yeah, self-centered, right. But it's also because you have a shield up around your heart. You have a heart shield, which can be cleared and purified. It's not. And because of that, you're attracting people that also they reflect the shield, or they're deflected by the shield, and they're not at the depth of that you are as a being. So it's okay, because all of that can be cleared. It can be dissolved and purified. It's not a problem. And taking the time out, they're saying, has been very good for you. You're progressing, you're growing. You're been learning, maybe you've been reading, meditating, just mm-hmm. you know, researching, and here you are, you know, on the show here. So they're saying that relationship that your heart deserves and is opening up to is coming, and you will have that harmony. There's also a life, and they're showing me a flash on a past life here. They wanted to just put this in before we complete here. But you will have that. It'll be wonderful long term. I see you like holding hands and going into nature, and you love nature, and you love exploring life and the earth, and you love like birds and there's an innate part of you that, so I would say your being is like an earth keeper. You're an earth keeper. I don't know if you know that, which means your higher essence helps the earth. And in its balance and all of that. We all have focuses in our life, you know, and on our path. Okay, so that said, there's a lifetime where, let's see here, what was it? I get that you were a great leader of a huge, like, army, great warrior, ancient times, and you felt you had the world on your show, that it was all on you, and that you had to save the civilization or whatever. And
Joel, do you have any experience with army or anything like that?
Yes, I'm a Marine.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. I'm not laughing at that.
That's amazing.
I'm just, yep, the warrior. There's the warrior again. Yep, he came back. You came back to finish up with life is all about finishing up the loose ends and then rising above it, knowing that you don't need to keep repeating those things. But it was okay, because you're a defender, you're a protector, and that's your nature. Anyway, in that lifetime, you were the leader of anyway, it was a huge responsibility, and you had the weight of the world on your shoulders. You took it on like it was your, and you had to blah, blah, blah. And as I look into it, it's like you took them. There was a decision to go to the last battle or something, and you said, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to be able to do this. But there was a misjudgment, because the army wasn't strong enough. It was just too much to overcome. And so it didn't work. And a lot of you lost a lot of your people, a lot of your men. And so you took that on within yourself, that you were responsible. And you're still living through some of that. You're still holding on to some of that guilt. Now, as I'm speaking, it's releasing from you somewhat. It's just being released. It's like a thread. It's unraveling within you as we're speaking. So you don't need to hold on to what I'm saying. It's just energetic. Everything's energetic. And I don't want you to hold on to it. But it's because if I was doing a private set, we'd go more deeply and do the rest of the clearing. But it's unraveling within you right now, because your energy is opening up. There's a lot of golden light coming through. And you might even feel that. It's like this golden light. It's part of you that was that couldn't feel before, you had closed down. That was a very strategic lifetime, they're saying, has to do with your heart issues and the shield around your heart as well. So that's opening up now. So you should feel some more relief with that. And you'll notice it in your interactions on a daily level, is what I'm getting, because it's forgiving yourself, forgiving all of them, because it was just, there are no mistakes. It's all experience, energetics. Life is a movie, literally. And it's just an aspect of you that held on to, you were responsible, you were guilty, and you didn't know how to release it. So you can release it now and know that there's a higher reason for everything. You did the best you could with what was taking place, and that, let it go, as they say, you're letting it go.
So, Joel, do you have it's so remarkable that Athena pinpointed all these things with just talking to you on the telephone, and she was saying something about forgiving. Do you have any issues with that? Has anybody like done you wrong where you have to forgive, or do you have any? Is that part of your life? Some big issue
with
someone?
I'd like to touch on something really. All my life, I've sort of been in martial arts, and it's been very coming sort of natural, and I'm very good with the staff.
Yes.
And I could never quite understand it, and it kind of makes sense. My nationality is I'm Cherokee and Choctaw. So I'm Native American.
Yes.
For a little bit more of a background.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that you were asking, Joanne?
Well, she was, I just thought it was interesting because she was saying about things in your childhood, which was remarkable that she could know that. And then also she said there may be something you need to forgive. I was just wondering if you have that issue, or is someone really did you so wrong, it really deeply hurt, where you've got to work on that?
Yes, I think she hit on a lot of key things. And again, right now in my life, I'm trying to sort of undo some wrongs to a lot of people and not just myself. I'm just one of many victims in something. So she hit on a lot of very, very key issues. I'm very, very impressed. It's very amazing how you're able to recall all this over the phone, like Joanne said.
Well,
it is amazing.
Well, spirit is right here. Your guides, your angels, your protectors around you are communicating through me, through mine. And so that's what, and they're showing us what that is. But you're also a very old soul. And so I like working with older souls because they're able to receive, and receiving is a big part of it. But as we're speaking, you are literally shifting the energy. From that lifetime is just clearing, puring out. We're calling in the violet flame, which is a forgiveness flame through Saint Germain, to help assist and clear more of that. It's just moving through you like a beam of light, beam of energy right now. And it's like we hit, remember I was talking about the triggers, right? Dr. Love,
the
triggers. So we hit a main trigger and it's unraveling. So that's a big key right there. So you'll find relief in that, and you'll start to, like, in the next few days, you'll start to feel like, you know, those past things I went through, you'll have a greater understanding of it, or compassion with it. And you won't be holding on to the energy as much, because we're clearing a trigger that goes way back. And that was a very important one. I wish I could get the time frame. It was an ancient civilization, and you were like, and I said, like, I saw you like a warrior, a chief in a sense, a warrior, very strong, very, it was a very large army you had, or I say it's army because it seemed like an arm. And it was very, a wound in your heart, actually, from that life, because when you passed on, you felt you had let them all down. You had let yourself down. You had brought them into that battle, and it was too much. People had said, oh no, we can't go against them. And you said, no, we can do it. We can do it. And you believed God was telling you, you know, we can do this. And you were getting that, but on an earth level, it was too much. They were overpowered. And so, I think maybe you were even killed too, but there was a lot of them that were killed. And so you felt like, oh my gosh. So you hadn't forgiven yourself through that. That was a key one, that a trigger point that's very key to a lot of what has happened in this lifetime. Okay.
Is there any message you're getting now for as far as lessons that I need to learn or things I need to do to move forward?
Yeah. Well, what is your, are you studying something spiritually right now to, what is your next goal in your, or your work or your career? May I ask that, please, on an earth plane level?
On an earth plane level, I'm a veteran advocate, and I'm trying to help get some of the veteran wrongs righted on a national level. So.
Yes, I think I remember your name, Joel. Did they mention you on the news?
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
Not yet. Okay, there was someone, not yet.
They did, it wasn't good then.
Yeah, as I'm speaking, that's a predict. Yeah, right. They probably will be. You're right. But there was something recently about that. That's up right now because right now there's a lot of discussions and think tanks about what there shouldn't have to be. It's a no brainer. My God, take care of the veterans for God's sakes, you people. You know, all this time. Okay, I'll get off of that. Anyway, yes. What I'm getting is you have a very, wide path, a mission that you're here to complete, in this lifetime to help others. And it's a mission. I say it's a mission and you have others, you're going to have others around you if you don't already that are like your team, an alliance in doing this. And it will reach high, very national levels where you will be in the forefront. So, it behooves you to clear and realign even as much as you can. And it's what's beautiful that you're open because many men on the path, they're open and all that, but a lot of them, oh, I can do it myself or I can clear myself or, you know, whatever. They're not open to hearing how they can, you know, improve, how they can
improve. Yeah, we can all improve
their life.
All
yeah.
Learn, definitely.
So, basically, what they're saying is you're being prepared for that. You're following that. I don't know if you take classes or meditate, but they want us. I'll do a private session with you at some point when you're ready.
Yeah, I would really like that.
Because there's more privately that they want to bring through, but we're not going to.
Athena, can you give out all your information so they can call you for private consultations? And also tonight, what you're doing, can you give us that information too so he can write it down?
Sure. But you, I'm going to finish here and saying, you are a leader in this lifetime also, Joel, and you're being prepared. You will rise above the levels that you did in other lifetimes, and you're bringing it all together in this life. And you are like, do you ever know the, do you know Tecumseh?
No, ma'am.
Tecumseh was a great Indian chief, that was like the Jesus of, he was Jesus for the Indians. He protected them. He went from tribe to tribe protecting them and he convinced them. He was a strong, had no fear. He was like, He was like, in a way, he was operating on other levels. Tecumseh was a great being. You should look it up. Don't ask me how to spell it.
Tecumseh.
Tecumseh, and there's books on him too. He convinced them all. They were all going to sell their lands. They were going to sell out to the white man. They were going to, you know, everything. They were going to just, he said, no, we will not do this. He gathered you. Your essence is like that. You're like Tecumseh. You're connected with Tecumseh. Maybe you were Tecumseh. I don't know. But yes. I think so. Oh my gosh. Anyway, you have to look up Tecumseh. T A C Tecumseh. U M T A C U M S A. I think Tecumseh. He's a great Indian chief, and you need to read his story because that will inspire you greatly. But your path, your mission is going to be similar to his, aligned in that way, but it will not be battling on the earth plane with people. It'll be spiritual victories, okay? Instead, you will not be in battles and all that. But that's who you are. That's like you're very connected with that essence of Tecumseh, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you, Joel, for calling in. And
oh, the listen, phone number.
Give her a phone number.
Okay.
And about what you're doing tonight, too.
Sure. And I'm in East Coast time in Florida. The number is 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. Or AthenaStar@comcast.net. Also, we have a teleconference tonight, but if you want to come to that teleconference, it's going to be a meditation right after the show. We can give that number. I combined it. It's back to back, but I am getting to do a private session. There's more information, but thank you so much for calling in, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
It's a pleasure. And there's
pleasure. Thank you, lady.
Thank you so much. And Athena, I had a question for you. What is, I have so much to learn, but what is a global gateway opening? I don't understand that. What is that?
Good question. A gateway, we're talking interdimensional. It's energetically a vortex.
I believe there's a lot of different dimensions. I totally believe that. We know so little. So it's like a different dimension.
Frequency. If it's different frequency. Like on a radio station, there's different channels, different frequencies. It's like another frequency for the planet to open up to higher vibrations so that people are awakened in their consciousness. So they're no longer asleep, but they're awake to their higher selves, to higher dimensions, to the truth that they are their own, they are the mighty I Am presence, that they are God self. They are beyond this body, the physical realms, so that they know they're not just the physical body anymore. That it's like a gateway opens them up to that reality.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, too, we only use so little of our brain. It's almost like we're awakening our whole mind and body and spirit, and we're realizing, you know, more of our potential and more around our surroundings, and everything seems more vibrant, I suppose, or just
absolutely.
You know, we realize more. So, okay, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, did you have any advice for me, or did you get any information?
We got distracted a little, but Joel, that was a wonderful, I'm so glad he called
in. It was amazing that you could hit on all the things about him. That was just incredible. And he was like, yes.
Yeah, so, I'm also very connected with the Indian legions. My grandmother was part Cherokee, but I'm Golden Eagle, Red Cloud. I have Indian elders that surround and protect me. And, you know, so I have that affinity. So when they bring a Native American, it's because they want specifically, they have certain messages they want to assist. And so that was very special because I knew they guided him to the
And you're going to be on the air with us December the 30th as well. We're going to talk about, what are you going to talk about then?
Yeah. And November 25th, if that works for you too.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
What we're going to do is, the full moon, your full moon shows will be here if you would like us to. November 25th will be the moon in, let me think here. It's a powerful one too. It's a Sagittarian energy, but it's moon in Gemini. But that moon is like the end of the year kind of thing, and it brings in, the energy of where it's right around Thanksgiving. So it's gratitude energy, gratitude. We'll be focusing with gratitude that night. And then the end of the year, December 30th, we'll be opening the vortex and the gateway for the 2016 frequencies. Every new year on January 1st, literally the frequency of the planet has a great shift, a great upward, new energies pour in. So on the 30th on your show, we'll be doing a special activation for the new year energy coming in to help everyone prepare for that.
Wow, that's interesting. So
yeah,
it actually has, is it something you almost feel, or just in the, like a, just a frequency, everything shifting at the end of the year, just
yeah,
to clear it out?
Everybody will feel it. Yes. And what we do is we open up the portal and help people link in with their angels and everything and open up to clear the way and prepare for that new energy coming in on January 1st. It's a new octave. Okay.
That's every interesting year. Too. And I had another question when you say the angels. So many of my friends say they always feel like they had a guardian angel protecting them, watching out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually feel it, or like things will happen and they don't get hurt. They have somebody, they said, it's just like a miracle I'm alive. I've had so many people tell me that. Even my brother, he was in a motorcycle wreck at 70 miles an hour and he landed on his billfold and he just landed on his butt and his heels because he kept the same position and just scooted on the asphalt, never even hurt himself except for a little bit of road rash at 70 miles an hour off of a motorcycle. And he's like, I had to have a guardian angel. He said, I just felt like I had an angel protecting me.
Yeah, he did. Michael, Archangel Michael helped him.
That's so I definitely believe in angels, and I am thankful for protection for sure.
Yes. Oh, yes. Archangel Michael protected him. That's what he's telling me. I work close with Archangel Michael very closely, and he's directly saying yes. And many, each archangel, we'll talk about archangels too next show. Each archangel has millions of angels within their legion. So they're not alone. They've got a lot of help. So
I do
lot of
the
help.
Angels.
Mm-hmm. They're wonderful.
And so how do we help the angels? I know we always pray, thank you, Lord, for all of our blessings. And I guess we should be praying for the angels as well, I suppose.
Yes. And you have, like, Gabriel. I'm getting, okay, I have a message for you because we didn't get to go into things for you, but too much, which is okay. That's just meant Gabriel. Yeah, Gabriel is a messenger of truth. And as you know, Gabriel delivered that message to Mother Mary when she, about Christ. But it's not
right.
About religion. It's just about knowing the focus for each angel. So Gabriel, and Michael watches over you too, protector. But Gabriel is a strong angel with you, archangel, and helps you on your path and is helping you in your endeavors. Also, it's as simple as knowing who our angels are, our guardians, and calling upon them every day and giving thanks to them and invoking them in a special way. Just as we call upon, God and all that is. So, Archangel.
Yes, I thank God for every day.
So, as we're saying their names, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Ezekiel, Uriel, Chamuel, those are some of the archangels. We're calling them all in right now to bless the Dr. Love Show and all they're in, and Joe, and assist her in the wonderful success that we will be bringing to assist people in their relationships with drlove.com and all of that. And I mean, all of that and beyond that to the relationship, as we started out by saying, is really within yourself and with yourself as you purify and realign that relationship with yourself and self-love, then the rest of it kind of melts away and just comes into alignment. It depolarizes. Otherwise, everything in life is polarities. When you learn to neutralize the polarities, then the harmony comes. Everything comes forward and blends into one into the oneness. So with that, my teleconference is starting in a few moments. And if people want to join it, they're welcome to. It is a requested donation of $20 after the show through PayPal, if you're able to do that. You want to give them the phone number, or should I?
Go ahead. I give it to you. It's
The phone number for the teleconference is 218-632-1896, and the code to dial in is 333-888. And otherwise, my directly 808-258-1063, and go to my website, athenastar.com, or I'm on Facebook. Just look for me at Athena Star, one R. We'll be happy to work with you. We have a special on sessions coming up for the next few weeks, and more teleconferences, and we love to work with people on all different levels, and we're so glad to be with you on the show tonight.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes left, so anything, we want to thank you so much. You've been totally incredible, and I think I would recommend anybody I know to talk to you about their self-improving relationships and just maybe tuning in to see yourself on a different level, because I think we all get so busy in our life, sometimes we forget to look at ourselves and see how we can make things better all the way around.
Yes.
As you said. So I think that what you do is wonderful to help people to kind of clear out and have that forgiveness that the Lord talks about, where we forgive people and we go forward and we're just thankful for our blessings, and we have a good plan to help others in this world.
Yes. And your biggest lesson right now, both in relationships and everything, is trust, trusting yourself, Dr. Love, trusting yourself with a big T is what I'm getting. That's the message for you. Just as you are evolving beautifully in this beautiful show and drlove.com starting, it's just trusting yourself and knowing that you're following your guidance, you're on the right track, right path, and it's trusting yourself, and that overflows in trusting others as well, and allowing yourself to have time out too, and time for yourself and nurturing yourself, very important. So we'll do a private session with you also, you know, before the next show, so that we can assist in that way. And also, look forward to working with you on drlove.com and helping people in their relationship issues, and make it a wonderful combo package for them.
Thank you. We have 30 seconds left, so thank you so much. And we enjoyed this, and I hope that everybody will tune in to your conference so you can help them so much. And I hope that Joel will tune in tonight, and that'll be a start. That helps people so much.
Yes, and Joel, so and I hope you can come to it too. So it's 218-632-1896, and the code is 333-888. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.